Well, first of all, Victoria, if I could just extend the sympathies and condolences to the family from all at Derbyshire Fire and Rescue Service. I think it's been an horrendous incident and one that's obviously not only impacted on the family in this tragic way, but also on the local communities, and one which we really don't want to see repeated again.
What sort of things are they worried about, and what messages are you putting out?
Well, obviously there'll be a scare that it can happen to any other family, and that's quite right. We need to ensure that people have got working smoke alarms. We need to ensure that people have got an appropriate escape plan. But more importantly, we're working with local councils, or trying to work with local councils, the councillors and the officers, to ensure that we get smoke alarms fitted in every premise. And we're also working to install sprinklers in every premise. We made approaches to all the district councils within Derbyshire, and we've offered up funding of some £200,000 to start match funding of the fitting of sprinklers into vulnerable houses and those really most in need. And we're really waiting for those councillors and officers to come forward now and match the funding that we're putting forward.
Obviously we haven't heard from the councils on this, but this was something you raised back when Holland Ward happened, that terrible fire where four children died. Why has there been no progress?
Well, it's difficult to say, Victoria. I understand the financial aspect and who will be identified to receive sprinklers, but we really need to move forward and ensure that this doesn't happen again. The initiative really is that smoke alarms will save your life. They will alert you to a fire in the early stages, but they won't help you escape. So if you're overcome by fire or your escape route is covered, then sprinklers will help you. And whilst it's difficult to comment on the circumstances around about this individual case, certainly having sprinklers in your home is like having a firefighter in every room of your home, and they will prevent a fire spreading and becoming a lot worse.
Speaking of firefighters, how has this fire affected your officers?
Obviously, our firefighters, both men and women involved in the service, it hits hard. We don't join the job to do this sort of, or to come across this sort of aspect every day. And obviously, we've family members ourselves, we've got young children, and it's a tragic loss that impacts on everybody in the same way that it does on the community.
Do you think this is one of the worst fires you've ever been to as a fire service?
Yes, it is. Unfortunately, you mentioned Holland Ward. That was one of the worst we've had in the service to date. This is equally tragic, I would suggest. The circumstances around both situations obviously impact very hard on the families and the communities, but it also impacts on the service. We feel as though we have a responsibility. In reality, there are many people who've got responsibilities to try and stop this thing happening in the future.